Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Online, thisweekinamerica.us. It's full summer party mode on MTV. Time for a little Sweet Home Floribama and the chant, good food, good meat, good God, let's eat. Yep, season two of Floribama Shore. Our favorite Southerners back to Panama City Beach, the hottest beach town at the Gulf Coast for spring break, and to see what life's next chapter holds for them. Season 1, Floribama Shore, was the number one original cable series in its time period and the number two original unscripted cable series for the entire year. All eight original cast members are back, including Jeremiah and Candace. Jeremiah, originally from Amelia Island, Florida, at an early age took an interest in acting and fitness. He's worked as a bartender at the Ritz-Carlton in Amelia Island, done some modeling, huge following on Instagram and Twitter. Candace from Memphis has spent some time in New York City and Hollywood, done some modeling, TV hosting, considered the voice of reason in the house, also active on Instagram and Twitter. From Floribama Shore, by the way, from the producers of the legendary Jersey Shore, Floribama Shore, back for season two on MTV, premiering Monday, July 9th, 10 Eastern Pacific, and Jeremiah and Candace with us on This Week in America. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Hey, thank you, Rick. It's
awesome.
Good to be here.
Thank you, Rick.
We are looking forward to season two. And what's interesting, season two, Floribama Shore, all eight original cast members are back. That's highly unusual. It seems like the eight of you came together. It's almost like a real family, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yes, definitely. A crazy dysfunctional family, but it's a family.
We're getting teased with new shoremances, broken bromances. Okay, what are we going to see in season two?
There's definitely a lot of drama that ensues in season two, and it starts right out of the gate. I feel like, though, you'll notice how we've come a lot closer together. I mean, I feel like Candace said, we are a dysfunctional family, but in the end, we know each other a lot more now. With season one, we were seven strangers, basically, to this one person, and I feel like now we're a lot different because we know each other. We know each other's buttons and which one to push. Unfortunately, that's what starts a lot of the drama. So. Just like siblings, we know how to start a fight with each other.
Well, what's this like going into season two? You mentioned season one. You're not real sure quite what to expect, and the audience not quite real sure what to expect. Now we feel like we know you going into season two. What's it like? Is there a comfort factor for the eight of you going into season two? At least now you know the process and you understand the others that are with you in the house.
I will say, as far as the audience and knowing us from season one, do you really know it? Because in season two, you are really going to get to know, like, us, what makes us tick, everything. Like, we all, I think what's interesting about our show and who we are as a cast is everybody has kind of a persona, and we don't have that. Like, we go deep into our backgrounds. We have very emotional conversations. You really get to know things about our family, things about where we come from and why we are the way we are. So
I feel like that's why a lot of people really reacted well to us, because they could tell how genuine we were being, especially on TV. And I feel like the comfort level, sure, the first 3 days when you walk into a house and it's filled with cameras and whatnot, it's very awkward. But I feel like once we actually started to just relax and let go and just appreciate the company that we had with our other roommates, I feel like that's when we fully became ourselves and just started relaxing and kick it with everybody. So,
you know, the keys to a good reality television, a cast that interacts well, and you've got that, but being able to connect and relate with the audience. And once you start watching, you realize these guys are just like I am. Do you feel that relatability is there? Do you hear that when you're talking to the fans?
Oh, my God, yes. Like, there's somebody for everybody to relate to on the show. There's somebody for everybody. So no matter who's watching, no matter your background, your race, like, it doesn't matter the demographic, there's somebody that you can look at the show and you will see somebody that you relate to. So it's amazing how, like, we're able to connect with our fans just from, like, you know, us having followings on Instagram and people sending us messages and being like, you know, I understand why you did that and things like that. So,
well, and also the funniest thing is, too, I feel like with a few people in the cast, for me especially, after episode 4, I believe, not too many women liked me. But then after episode 5 or 6, it really changed. So it really goes to show that the more you watch, the more you actually get to know the person. instead of just judging initially off of one conversation that was had. And I feel like that's one thing I noticed too, with a lot of Instagram posts and whatnot, they really like started to love me a little bit more as the season progressed too. And I feel like that's just with any relationship that you have with anybody. The longer you're with them, you start to realize who they are as a person, and you either like them or you hate them, you know? And so I feel like I'm definitely grateful for all the fans that continued watching to get to know the real me.
What's it like with the world watching? The ratings were excellent last year, a runaway hit on MTV. And we're talking about Floribama Shore premiering second season Monday, July 9th, 10 Eastern Pacific. Jeremiah, Candace, two of the eight with us on This Week in America. What's that like? Because the world is watching, and now the world doesn't watch silently. They give you immediate feedback. What's that like adjusting to that? It's like, wow, they're talking about me, and that's not me at all.
To be honest with you, Rick, it's what comes with it. So, you know, we all knew what we were signing up for. When you do reality TV, you literally put your life, your world, your emotions, everything about your personal life out there for people to put their opinions in. And we now know that social media has given people the platform to be able to say things about you. And, you know, you take it as a grain of salt. 495 Productions and MTV prepares us very well. As far as giving us the support that we need to kind of maneuver through the season, as, you know, some people go through the weeks where they're not so liked, and then, you know, you turn around and then all of a sudden you give an apology and the world loves you again. It's just like, you know, they're very supportive in that. And also, like, you know, with the online bullying, I cannot stand that. You know, you really have to be a strong person to do reality TV, to move past and overlook people saying things to hurt you just because you're on television.
Well, yeah, and I feel like, too, also to go on top of that, I feel like being comfortable in your own skin and who you are as a person, that's what makes our show unique. It's very genuine, 100%. And I feel like with our Southern background, too, we're very kind, too, to other people. So when we don't receive it back, we're still going to be genuine with who we are and comfortable with the fact that, hey, if you like me, you like me. If not, oh, well. And I feel like that's one thing I can say about myself, is that I'm 100% comfortable in my own skin. And if people have something bad to say about me, I know they don't know me. So in the end, it's just noise. And so for me, it's easy to avoid. Other people, it affects them a little bit differently. And so it's just, I feel like it's always a hard task to deal with people. It's just dealing with them in the right way. That's the hardest part about it.
Got about a minute left. What's it like? You're sitting there, it's a Saturday night, 11:30. You're flipping on Saturday Night Live, and all of a sudden you're watching a Floribama Shore parody on Saturday Night Live. What was that like?
Hilarious. I thought it was funny. Like, I thought that was so funny. Like, they are very talented individuals. You know, they almost kind of got it right.
Second season of MTV's hit series Floribama Shore, premiering Monday, July 9th, 10 Eastern Pacific. All eight original cast members are back, including our guest on the program, Jeremiah and Candace. Thank you so much for being with us on the program. Really looking forward to season two of Floribama Shore. Thanks for being with us.
Rick, thank you very much for having
me. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.